Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Rabbi Marini Mimarasi Sheyuchio. The schus Yosef Tzvi ben Marasena Miriam. Dara ben Marasena Miriam. Nami Sarah bas Marasena Miriam. Moshe Meshdina. Riasa ben Esther. Riasa Ezra ben Esther. Vain Yisrael ben Moshe Mordechai. Moshe ben Peshadina. Avram Shraga ben Malka Esther. Yosef Azriel ben Chaim Michal, Elijah ben Uma, Rabbi Yosef ben Chana, Anle ben Sarah, Yitzhak ben Bracha, Rabbi Moshe ben Rezel. Rabbi Bracha Batzlach, Rabbi Yosef Shleim, Rabbi Gemara, Mesechus, Baba Kami, and Avov on Bey says, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Kasav Ligvos, and Izakim in Aidis. The Pasuk is saying that you collect Nezek from the Pasuk of Metav Sadeo, is saying that you collect damages from the choicest land, Kavachomer, the Hekdesh. Kavachomer, when somebody pays his debt, the Hekdesh that he has to pay from his Idis. The Gemara is Mevara, my Kavachomer, the Hekdesh. But is it Tashlumin? What Tashlumin, the Hekdesh, are we talking about here? That you have to pay B.E.D.S. If you're going to say that it's talking about a case where our shore was Negeach, the shore of Hekdesh, Shoreach Manablo Shoreshel Hekdesh. It says in the Torah, Shore Re'eu. And that excludes a Shoreshel Hekdesh. You don't have to pay when you're Negeach. Your shore is Negeach, Shore Hekdesh. Ella, the Kalachom is coming to teach you about a person who says, Hare Alai Mane. The Belik HaBayis, and he doesn't have the money to pay it, that Asi Gizbor V'Shoku Me'idis, that the Gizbor comes and he takes from his choice, his property, if he doesn't have the money to pay it. So that is the Gemara. Rashi, in Dibur HaMaschil, Shor Re'yeyu Omer Achmona, V'loi Shor Shel Hedyot, says Lishna Achrina, Lahochi Nokat Shor Hekdesh, Velo Mugila Bachilas Behemtoi Stay Hekdesh, Mishum Veloi Mishkachasla. The reason we said it's talking about a case of your shore goring the shore of Hekdesh, and not simply that your animal ate a field that belongs to Hekdesh, is because there is no such scenario. If somebody makes a sade chayrem, it doesn't go to Hekdesh. It goes to the koyhanim. And it's like a stay hedyot, then you can't say a kavuchoy mele hekdesh. V'stay hekdesh nami, t'havi l'tzorich bedek habayis, oy amakdish poideyo la'alter, oy moichin oise la'alter la'acher. So if it's a stay hekdesh, that somebody was makdish for the sake of bedek habayis, so that's also not going to happen, that your animal is eating from there, because either the makdish is poideu la'alter, either he immediately redeems it, or it's sold immediately. And then when it's Yotze B'Yovel, it goes out to the Koyhanim, as the Pasuk says in the Vayikra, that the Rashi quotes. V'ikoydem Pidia. Okay, so let's say your animal eats it, mamish, right before the Pidia, even though it's happening very soon after the Hakdasha, but the animal eats it before the pidea, before the redemption of the field. Why there? Don't we say that's what it's talking about? That's when you have to pay from Edis? Says the Gemara, Ein me'ila b'kalkos. There's no me'ila in karka, because kol ha'mechor b'lekarka ke'karka dami. Anything connected to karka is like karka. And therefore, it can't be talking about or the animal ate it before the pigeon, because there's no tashlumi me'ilah b'karkos, neither in the karka and neither in the peiros, because it's called mechov l'karka k'karkadam. Ad kan zachinu l'lmod midivrei Rashi. V'hine pashtus divrei Rashi is that since ein me'ila b'karkos, memela he doesn't have to pay if his axe ate from the peiros of karka shel hekdesh. That's pashtus what Rashi is telling us. That since ein me'ila b'karkos, memela he doesn't have to pay when his animal eats from the peiros of hekdesh, from the peiros of karka shel hekdesh. V'kach kosav lehedya me'iri b'shem gedolei harabonim. Who does he mean when he says Gedolei HaRabbanim here? He means Rashi. U'deloi kamo shehevin ha-maharshal b'das Rashi ayin sham. So the Achroinim ask, but not just any Achroinim, Hagoin bala achiezer b'chelek beiz simen nun soif ois aleph, v'hagoin Rabbi Menachem Zembe zecher tzadik V'kadosh levracha, Hashem yinkom damo. Ramaz v'kushia zo, b'tshuvot Zera Avraham, b'siman yud alef, b'ot chaf hei. That it's true that you can't be mechayivim for being toilesh peiros min ha-mechuber, k'zei mila b'karkos. But why shouldn't the owner of the animal be mischayiv on what his animal ate to the peiros after they were nitlosh min ha-mechuber? Because b'shas achilas ha-behema, they're no longer mechuber la-karka. So in the Sefer Chidushei Rabbi Yankov Moshe, of the great Goyen Rabbi Yankov Moshe Kolevsky, Moreno v'Rabbeinu Zetzal, the Rosh Yeshiva near Yisrael. So we've been going through his Shiulim Simen by Simen. Recently we had a little break, not because I wanted a break from the Sefer, but because there were just so many other things to do, got caught up in. It's Purim time, so a lot of Inyanei Purim, but keep having this strong inclination to come back to the beloved Shi'urim of Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, so Baruch Hashem, we're back. So he's miyashev es kushyas ha'achroinim behekdem Mashiyesh lestapik biyisoid hachdino she'ein me'ila b'karkois. We want to understand the foundation, the fundamental principle that underlies this din of ein me'ila b'karkois. Do we say that since the Torah says ein me'ila b'karkois, we see that there's a chisorin in the kedushas hakarka, and the me'ila ein ba me'ila? Why ain't me'ila b'karkos? Because there's a chisaron b'kedusha sakarka, there's a lack of kedusha in the karka, and the me'ila there's no me'ila. Or do we say that it's a gzeiras hakosuv she'ein mo'alim ba, afal pi she'ein chisaron b'kedushasa? There's no me'ila, even though there's no chisaron in the kedushas hakarka. The nafkamina. What's the nafkamina? That's either gzeras hakosov, or because there's not enough kedusha in the karka. The nafkamina would be if a person was toilish mikarka hektesh v'shuv ne'enami menu. A person is toilesh from the land, from the ground of Hekdesh, and then he's nene. If he's toilesh from the ground of Hekdesh, and then he's nene. If it's a gzeiras hakosov b'mechuber she'ein boi mi'ila, so b'chay gavna there is mi'ila. Because b'shas hanal, it's not mechuber. That's if it's a gzeres hakosav. But if it's a din in the chisaron hakedusha, it's because of the lack of kedusha. Oy bazayim kacha, gam la'achar shenitlash, lo yiyye boi me'ila. Sharei lo niskadesh b'kedusha gemura. Im ze mishum chisaron b'kedusha, gam la'achar shenitlash, lo yiyye bo me'ila. Sharei lo nitkadesh b'kedusha gemura. There's not going to be me'ila because it didn't get complete kedusha. So according to this, we can say that Rashi holds like the first tzad of the chakira. And therefore, Rashi explains that we can't be mamid b'shor she'achal b'peil peilos mikarka shel hekdesh ne'acher she'ein me'ila b'karkois afilu b'oifen she'nene me'a peilos la'achar she'nitlishu. So there's a chisaron in the Kedusha. Since there's a chisaron in the Kedusha, so even after the peros are nitlash min hakarka, there's still going to be no me'ila. Ulam, yesh la'ir she'atosfot pligi bazeh al Rashi, she'katuv be'bava batra, she'mu'alim be'bor shel hekdesh, v'tosfot pirshu sham, that even though there's no me'ila b'karkois, nevertheless, it's talking about a case where he uprooted a clump of dirt from the pit, and he was nene. And therefore, there's me'ila, since it was tolush, it was detached, b'shas ha'anoi. It would appear that Tosis holds like the other tzad, that it's gzeiras hakosov, she'ein mo'ilim b'karkois, even though there's no chisaron in the kedusha. But as long as it's not attached, you're cool. Ein moyel la moyel en imnene mimenu la'achar shenitlash. Moalim, therefore, there's me'ila if a person's nene after the tlisha. If the person's nana after the tlisha, there's going to be me'ila because it's no longer gzeres hakasav ein mo'alim b'karkos. So that's Tosas. So Tosas seems to argue with Rashi. And would appear that we could be miyashiv Rashi differently. We see later on in Perek HaKoines, and Daf Nun Ches Omud Beis, that we learn from the pasuk ubir b'stei acher sheshomin al gav stei acher, dahainu sheima achla perot hamichubarim lakarka ein shamin et shaviut haperot ela shamin et haefsed leshaviut hasadeh. V'behema eats peros that are mechubar lakarka, we don't assess the value of the fruits, we assess the value of the loss of the field, how much less the field is now worth. There's a suffix in the Achroinim, Chazon Yecheskel, Bavakama, Perek Vav Halacha Yud, Chedushei Hagri Rav Mibrisk, Al Rambam, page 160, in a letter to the author of the Chazon Yecheskel. Im nischadesh b'zeh, what's the chiddush here? She'ahezek eino misyaches letvua atzma, ela lekol asada ki'ilu asada hu achefetz hanizok? That the damage doesn't relate to the grain itself, to the fruits themselves, but rather to the whole field, as if the field is an object that was damaged. Or is this a gilui on the oifen hashuma shel hezek tvua hamechuberes lakarka sheshamen et shavius hatvua kechelek shel asode avalo shehezek misyaches lekol asode? is pshat that the chiddush is that the hezek, the damage, doesn't. It's a gilui that the way you assess the damage of the hezek of tua mechuberes lekarka is that you assess the value of the tua as part of the field. It's not that the hezek relates to the whole field, but rather you assess the value of the damage to the tevua by looking at the whole field, by assessing the loss of the value to the field. So is it pshat that you are looking at the, you're looking at the tevua in the context of the whole field, and therefore he's paying, it's as if the field was damaged, or no? He damaged the tevua, and just the way you assess the value of the loss of tevua is in the context of the field, but it's the tevua that he's paying for, and not the field. In the first tzad, it's the field that he's paying for, the loss in the field. So in another shir, Rabbeinu proved that Shita Rashi is like the first tzad, that the Torah was megale, that the hezek is misyaches lekol asodeh, that the loss is to the entire field, and the mela, you pay for the loss to the shavius of the field. That the law, that what's paid for is the field. When you pay for the fruits, you're paying for the damage done to the field. And since ein me'ila b'karkos, the me'ila, if the animal eats from the field of Hekdesh, so yeah, he ate the peiros, but of the field, but you only view it in the context of the field. It's the damage that he, not only in the context of the field, but he's actually paying for the damage he did to the field. And since ein me'ila b'karkos, so it's not shayach to pay for any loss, even though he's eating the fruits. So we have two terutzim to the kasha of the Achroin of the Achiezer, and Agoin Baal Achiezer, Agoin Rav Menachem Zemba, Zeicher Tzadik and V'kedoshim Levracha. Why, when he's not mischayev, I'm eating the fruits after they were nitlash min hakarka? Either because you don't pay for milah b'karkos because it's chisaron in the kedushas hakarka, and therefore that applies even after they're detached, or because the assessment of the eating of the fruits is only made based on the value of the loss to the field. In other words, he's essentially paying for a nezek on the sade and ein me'ila b'karkos, and that doesn't change even after he detaches the fruits. Can't say he's going to pay the hefsed of the shavis hasade when it comes to hekdesh, because ein me'ila b'karkos. No, advar me'ira inayim. And we still would like to go. There's a Tosfos here we'd like to look into. And then Tanserayin into the next sugya that we're going to learn, hopefully, in our traversing through Bava Kamma, Yashiv L'Rab L'Shav L'Kesef. And we have a lot of exciting things to look forward to. Please stay tuned. Shalom, shalom. Sweetest and most beloved.